Why is it important for countries to coordinate their data?
Well, I'd like to start with saying that data itself is important as an evidence base for decision making. And we often talk about this evidence base for governments, but the private individual also uses data for decisions. And let me give you an example. When you go to buy your groceries, you're buying milk and bread. If you knew the price of milk and bread in different locations in the city, but you didn't know what quantity was associated with it, how do you make an effective decision on where to purchase your groceries? All of this information needs to be standardized, coordinated. The same thing applies for data that comes from a government to inform both public and private decision making. That's at the national level. Internationally, it's important to coordinate data so countries can learn from each other. FAO has a mandate to eradicate hunger and malnutrition. If different countries are measuring malnutrition and hunger in different ways, how does a country identify good practice somewhere else or adapt it? That makes the coordination really important.
How does data collection in Africa need to be improved?
Africa faces particular challenges. Some of the poorest countries in the world are in Africa, and there are challenges in terms of allocating sufficient resources to building their data and statistical infrastructure. Let's take an example. If you're faced as a government between the decision to feed and shelter your poor and collect data to make effective policies, you're going to normally choose the former. But you need the latter in order to make effective policy decisions over time. That's a challenge that's not unique to Africa, but that's more acute in Africa. But there are many initiatives that FAO is undertaking in collaboration with countries, in collaboration with other international organizations, to help make both happen. This international concerted effort to improve data collection in Africa matters because it will help governments make better policies. If a country knows that a particular crop, say wheat, has greater profitability than does rice in a particular region of the country, how will they know to invest in wheat rather than rice without having solid statistics to inform that understanding? If a country knows that its proportion of undernourished is increasing, how can it monitor that without valid and reliable statistics?
How does data impact the life of a rural farmer in East Africa, for instance?
One of the things I find we have to keep in mind always is the impact on the person at the end. If, in fact, there are irrigation methods that are better in areas of water scarcity, if there are particular cultivation methods that are better, how is a rural farmer going to know? Through our data, through training of extension workers, this information can be taken to rural farmers to help them improve their productivity, improve their yields, improve their profits at the end of the year. That's how they're helped directly by data. Indirectly, they're helped through effective policies made at the national level. We have a lot to learn from what's going on at country level, what the challenges are, what the issues are, what the problems are. There's also, on the other hand, a lot of innovations, a lot of wonderful work that's being done at the country level. We're going to find out in this conference what Burkina Faso is doing in terms of environmental statistics. That's pretty exciting. And a conference like this one brings people together to learn from each other, to identify priorities in improving not just the FAO program of statistical activities and work, but also the type of activities and work that are going on in member countries.